Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Oh, wow, we are in the month of May, and this is the month to kind of make things blossom, to really make it happen. And if you followed even some of the strategies from the month of April and did some of the power actions, okay, all of the power actions, let's keep it real. If you did the power actions that I shared with you, then guess what? You are on your way to reaping a big harvest. Okay, it depends on the size of the harvest that you set. Okay, but it's big for you, right? It's huge, massive. Anyway, today is Tone It Up Tuesday, and we are going to talk about troubleshooting your success. Now, what does that have to do with toning it all up? Well, you want to tone up mentally, but you also want to tone up physically. You want to tone up your physical body, you want to tone up your mind, but you also want to tone up your physical environment and get the results that you want. And also, if you kind of fell off the wagon when it comes to your physical fitness, yeah, you kind of need to troubleshoot that too, because that is a form of success for those who've set that as their goal. I think I shared, I'm pretty certain that I shared last month that I had been going to the chiropractor for about 6 weeks, and I had to really, really not exercise a lot, but just do light walking. And for me, for my body type, hey, I've got to work it out, y'all. And the thing is that because of that, yeah, I picked up some pounds, not a lot, but I picked up some pounds, and now I've got to work it all off. And it's kind of fun doing that because I'm doubling up. And the thing about it is that, you know, when I get on the scale, I go, I say, okay, where am I? And for the first couple of weeks, it was like, okay, 2 pounds gone, 1.5 pound gone. So, and then the third week, wait a minute, what's going on here? How did I get the 1 pound back or 1.5 pounds back? And it's not because of anything that I had done. All right, it's confession time. Let's just keep it real here. All right, I had a little half of an ice cream sandwich, and it's a half of ice cream sandwich, but I'm pretty sure that's not all there was to it. But the thing, where I'm going with this is that I had to troubleshoot my success because I have certain goals, and they're physical, mental, emotional, spiritual goals, and they all lead to financial goals and getting the things that I want into my life, and also connecting to others and helping other people get what they want. So it is important to troubleshoot success. Well, what I'm going to do is give you three questions, which are also three strategies that will help you to troubleshoot success so you can kind of determine when your results are going to come. Now, you can't, in most cases, kind of narrow it down to the ninth hour. You can't just do that. Well, you could give it a shot. And a lot of times we put days when we want to achieve something and it doesn't happen. However, you can say, hey, I want this to happen by May 7th, May 15th, or, you know, whatever date you choose, and you work towards that. That's your target date. So we're going to talk about troubleshooting your success. So even if you don't hit the target, you are so close to that target until, wow, if you breathe out, you will cross the finish line. So let's talk about troubleshooting success, and I'm going to get right to it because I did promise to keep the shows a lot shorter. And but before we get into that, I've got to say, if you are running into some challenges and you say, you know what, I really don't have answers, I don't know what to do, I have the next Power Achievers Club course that's coming up in the month of May, and you want to get signed up for that, you can go and find out information. And there are different levels, so it's affordable based on the whatever level works for you and based on what you need. And I would say, if you look at the big level, you're going to see a lot of great classes, a lot of great courses, a lot of things that you're going to learn. There's also going to be a lot of live connection and contact there. And you say, wow, I wish I could have that one. Shoot me an email and I will see what I can work out for you. But it's the price, of course, isn't going to change unless it increases. And I have no intention of increasing it. But it's not going to go down because of all of the services that I am giving you in that program. So you really want to check that out, the Power Achievers Club, but we have one that is affordable. So we've got different tiers, so just go check it out. And if you need it, come and hang out with us. I will get you across that finish line. That I promise you. As long as you're willing to do the work, okay? Serious people come. Only serious people need apply. Okay, let's get to these three strategies, which are questions, and we're going to find out how to troubleshoot our success, or we're going to troubleshoot our success, and we're going to find out when are those results coming, because this is the month for things to start to blossom for you. So here's number one. Number one is, are you doing the work? I know. Why did I have to start out with that one, right? Nobody really wants to ask themselves that question, and it's so overrated, right? No, it's not. It's a big deal. So you have to frame your future, and you frame your future first with words, and then you put it in writing, and then of course you set a solid schedule that will keep you on task, which is your proactive plan that you follow step by step that's going to take you to where it is you really want to go. So are you doing the work? And the work begins with, as I said, your words. You got to speak it. You got to speak it with conviction. You have to be excited about where you're going, and you have to be convinced that, wait a minute, I may not know everything I need to get there, but I intend to do the work and I intend to go there. I am going to stay the course. I will learn what I need to learn, and I will keep my focus, and I'm going to make it happen. That's just all there is to that. So are you doing the work? When you set that solid schedule, are you sticking to the schedule? Now you see how this is good for Tone It Up Tuesday, because if you set a schedule, a workout time and a workout schedule, are you sticking to that? Are you stepping out there? Are you getting out there and really giving it your best and sticking to what you said you would do? Because once you start to do that, now you're on your way to doing life with power. And guess what? Those blossoms are coming up. You can see your harvest breaking through, and you can almost reach out and touch it, but don't touch it, because if it's just breaking through, you don't want to stop it. Just keep going until you got a full blossom, until you get that full harvest, and just keep your focus. So the first one is, are you doing the work? All right. So that's a big deal. That's a strategy and a question in and of itself. Okay. Now the next one is, are you reaching out? Are you reaching out? I think sometimes we have these plans. We have these ideas. We want to make things work. We want to get to where it is we want to be, or where we've said we want to go, and then because it's our idea and kind of our baby, and we birthed this thing and this idea, this plan, this business, or we decide we're going to get this promotion on the job, or whatever it is we want to do, or if you kind of been downsized and you say, you know what, hey, I'll take care of myself, I'll fix it. You know what, you've got to reach out. If you want to get to where it is you really want to be, then guess what, you've got to reach out and make life happen for you. And here's the thing, it's not just about reaching out, because people want to go and network, and networking is great, but you've got to connect to the right people. So are you connecting to the right people? People who can really help you, people who have answers for you, people where if they challenge you a bit, you are going to stay the course, or you're going to rise to the occasion. Why? Because you want to be in their space. You know, so make the right connections. Are you reaching out so you can get to where it is you truly want to be? That's kind of a really important thing, because here's the thing. I don't know of anybody that's ever achieved any great level of success that involves increased in your income, and even in your physical fitness, your emotional stability. I don't know anybody who's ever reached this level where they have this amazing life and where they're so on point with life, and they're saying, you know what? And I did it all by myself. I had absolutely no help from anyone. I made it happen. Yes, it was me. Me, me, me. I. Yeah, no such thing. They are so making that up. So you really want to connect with people. Open your mind. Be a little vulnerable. It's okay. And be humble when it's time to be humble. Now, let me clarify something here. Here it comes. One of my caveats. Humility is not where you're bowing down to a person and you are making them superior to you. There's a difference between honoring a person, having respect for that person, and respecting their talents, respecting their gifts, respecting what you can learn from them, what they can bring to the table for you. There's a difference between that and putting someone above you. When you put someone above you, then they're in a superior position, you're in an inferior position, and yeah, that kind of cuts into your confidence. You need your confidence to get to the next level. So humility is where you have that willingness to put a lid on your ego and learn from that person and grow and really open your mind. And I want to say be obedient, but you have to be careful to do your own thinking at all times. But in a sense, listen to their tips, their wisdom, and take the right actions. Okay, so you don't just do everything that they say. But listen, if they've got a track record and they've been where you are working on going and you've decided to go, yeah, you kind of need to be a really, really good student. All right, one of the things that I remember when I was a part of a multi-level marketing company and I was already earning six figures in my other business, and I remember the director that was training me, and I learned and I was soaking everything up like a sponge, and you know, I kept my mouth shut and I only asked questions when I needed to ask questions, and if I was confused about something, you know, I made it known, but I was very polite and I was there. I would help her set up the room for the meetings because I wanted to be in her space. So I was there, and she said to me, "Wow, no one would ever know that you are already earning six figures. Nobody would ever know that because if you are such a great student, you are opening your mind. You are not coming in talking about where you've been, what you've done, who you used to be, or what you are today. You are learning because you have decided where you want to go and what you hope to take away from this. So are you reaching out?" And that's an important thing, is to be a really great student. Okay, granted, sometimes our ego makes us want to tell people, "Well, this is who I was, but I was downsized and I was the manager and I was in charge of," as a matter of fact, and this is a true story, and I'm not making fun of the person, but the person said to me, "I was over 120 people." And I thought, wow, over, so you're like the overseer. So tells me the kind of boss employee relationship that was going on there. That's not necessarily, that's not a criticism, but that's used as an observation to give you an idea as to what it means when you connect with someone and you want to learn from someone and you want to grow in that environment. If you want to grow, it's not about that person is up there and you're down here. It's about, hey, this person knows something that you have not yet learned, but you are very capable and you're open to learning it and you intend to get there. So are you reaching out? The last point that I have for you, this is a good strategy that will help you, because if you say, "You know what, I'm not sure if I'm getting any kind of results. I don't even know where I'm going with this whole thing. And is this working out for me? I mean, I don't see the results." Now, I want to tell you, just because you don't see results doesn't mean that something's not happening behind the scenes. I can assure you, if you're doing the work, if you're reaching out and making the right connections, learning what it is you need to learn, connecting, if you need a life coach, get a life coach. But get a life coach who's been there, done that. Not one who, and I'm a certified life coach, so I'm not criticizing other certified life coaches, but I want to tell you this, that I was coaching people before I got the certification. And the thing about being a certified life coach is that they can be certified. What that says is I'm serious about learning more about the craft, about what it is I've decided to do. So I want to find out if there's something that I'm not doing properly or something that I don't know. But simply by virtue of the fact that they have the certificate that says that they're certified, it says they went to school. Doesn't mean that they have the answers. You need to look at their track record. You need to look at what's going on with them. Have they ever achieved on the level that you want to go to? Now, let's get on with our third point. Now, our third strategy is, are you a solution magnet? In other words, are you a person who complains about the fact that it isn't working? I can't see the results. It's not there yet. And the results are coming. But if you need help, as I said, get a life coach, get a mentor. You may need both. They're not the same thing. You can actually have consultations. And we're going to set something like that up fairly soon here, because I really want you guys to get answers to your questions, and I really want you to overcome any obstacles that you encounter. And speaking of which, until we do set that up, I want to remind you that you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can leave us a voicemail. Don't be shy about that. Yeah, we're not going to play it without your permission, first of all. We're going to ask if we can use your question if we find it to be a question that will benefit our listeners. And once you have decided that, if you say, yeah, go ahead and use my question, we're going to use it. But here's the thing, you will at least get an answer to your question. Don't let anything stop you from getting the answers that you need so that you can go forward. You got to be bold. So you got to go out there and really make your life happen. So are you a solution magnet? Are you the person who complains that you can't see results? So the third strategy would be, become a solution magnet. And kind of wrapped up in this last point that I have here is also the power action that I have for you. Write your solutions down. How many solutions can you write down that will take you towards where you want to go? If you don't feel like you're getting results, if you don't feel like you're getting what you want, then how many solutions can you come up with? See how many. And so, in other words, what you're doing is you're now putting your mind, your thoughts on making it happen, and you're taking your thoughts away from, oh no, it's not happening, I can't see it, is it there yet? It's kind of like kids, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And that the, as a result, it's just annoying. Now, when you do that, when it comes to your goals, you're actually operating outside of faith. And as a result, it takes a long time or a longer time for you to get results, if you get results at all. I'm banking on the fact that you will eventually get results, because you're going to self-correct. As human beings, do you know we have the ability to do that? So you want to be a solution magnet. And you have to ask yourself that question, am I a solution magnet? Or am I a person who complains, puts myself down, and say that I shouldn't have done this? No, get away from all of that. If you want to make it happen, if there's something that you want, if you're serious about the goal, just because you encounter a few obstacles, that does not mean that you're not supposed to do it. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to give up and go the other way. Take the time, and this is your power action, write as many solutions as possible. Look at the obstacles, or look at what isn't happening, and then shift your mind towards, how can I make this happen? How many different actions can I take that will give me the results that I'm looking for? And then you decide on the one that's most powerful, the one that will work the best for you. So, with that being said, you guys, I promise to keep the show short. You guys know I can really talk, right? Of course you do. So with that being said, I want to remind you to do life with power. If you have not taken the time to like our Facebook page, go to our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. Check me out on Twitter. I love hanging out with you guys on Twitter, on Facebook. And we, if you haven't noticed it, the Power Achievers Club, if you clicked on that link and you said, where are the books? Somehow that page got deleted, but you can go there and you can actually see the books now. You can see the books that I recommended. These are books that I've read, and these are amazing books. So go and check that out. Just go to our Facebook page and you will see a link there. And I'm also going to post another one of the books that I'm super excited about. Hey guys, it's time to step up your game. Get to where you want to be. Go bold. Be bodacious. And you know what to do. Do life with power. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. Check you guys out later.